I'm Jim Reed. This is a page from my red clay diary. It's all about life, actually. Today's entry is The Tale of the Frito Thief. The most thoughty thought I've had so far on this beautiful down south day. Be unafraid. Be very unafraid. A couple of sideways thoughts can't hurt you. After all, thoughts encroach, then they dissipate if you don't chase them. That's what the be unafraid idea is all about. It just means that you, yes, you, are totally in charge of the thoughty part of your mind. When a weird or disturbing or otherwise unwanted thought sneaks in and attempts an insurrection, I have choices. I can open myself up, accept on face value what is being tossed at me, and become a minion to this thought. Or I can make an unwanted thought diminish and eventually disappear. When I fear the thought will stick to the interior lining of my mind, when I fear I can't rid myself of this nagging idea, I verge on panic. Usually I come to my senses and find a way around this obstacle and get on with life. You ask, I don't know how to get this thought out of my head. How do you do it? In my case, I resort to the techniques I know best, the techniques that keep me going well beyond the many speed bumps rumpling my path. I recall how bullies operate. I recall how I deal with bullies over my considerably extended lifespan. I make them laugh. My first deflection of any bully's encroachment is to find something silly and laughable to say, something unexpected and distracting. This unwanted bully of a thought is laughable. Sometimes this does not work. If the bully's rage is so ingrained that it cannot stop or listen or contemplate or laugh, I have to find another way to solve this dilemma. From my learned playground guerrilla tactics handbook, I think, survival first. I run and hide. This confuses the bully, who can't confront me using heft or girth or furious energy. I'm not there. So bully being goes in search of me while I spread the defensive measure I know best. I satirize and mock and playfully surround said bully with goofy ideas designed to make everybody take this unnecessary thought with a grain of salt. Nothing disarms a bully like not being taken seriously. Make that danged thought shrink and shrivel, my defense team screams. Make him laugh at the laughable. It helps clear the sinuses and refresh your unafraidness mechanisms. Before you know it, this thought has slipped into obscurity and is now filed safely away. You can breathe now. Next thought needed to replace the bully thought. What actions should you take to make sure a Frito thief does not repeat this heinous crime? No one, especially me, wants a Frito to be stolen. I need that Frito to make certain my sense of humor and well-being is fresh and salty and crunchy and basically harmless. See? Much more interesting to dwell on Frito theft than on those jackbooted sideways thoughts that constantly seek to overthrow and overtake our better selves.